And a pleasure to welcome to the show this morning, Rhonda Louise. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Mike. Thanks so much.
Oh, nice to chat with you. You know, I do like in kind of normal times, you swing by, usually bring me a coffee, but we're trying to limit people coming and going. So I'll just have to pour my own, I guess, today.
I owe you like 10 coffees now, I think.
So it's all good. Rhonda, congratulations. This latest round of music, it's going pretty well for you, hey?
It is. It's been quite a year of prayer and preparation for releasing Brave Girl, the record, but also the song. And the song is, Brave Girl is really reaching a lot of people. The live video has only been out 2 months, roughly, and it's almost at 900 views now. It's getting out there. The message of hope and healing is getting out there, but there's also a lot of positivity on the CD of, you know, striving for that healing and hope and something better.
Oh, well, that is awesome. I'm really glad to hear that it's working on people and encouraging them. Of course, we had Beautiful Grace playing for quite a while and was very popular on our text line.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. I wrote Beautiful Grace actually during my day job. I have a day job to help support the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even before COVID. It was about a year ago right now that I wrote it in the break room. And I was thinking about, how do I forgive my abuser? Because he's just as much as God's kid as I am, you know. And so how do I do that? And it's through God's grace for me and him teaching me how to do that. And the reassurance of God will handle him. You know, God will deal with him, whether it's in this life or in the next. I can rest in that grace, knowing God's got it.
Awesome. Well, I've been very impressed with this latest round of music as well, Rhonda. And of course, we want to debut a new one here on Shine FM, Something Better, which already sounds awesome. What? Tell me about that one.
Sure. Okay, so a few years ago, there was a band called Silver Line. They're from the States, I believe California. I don't know if they're still together, but one of their songs, Something Better, has always been a favorite of mine, and it's a very fast tempo song written for guitar, so I like to challenge myself to learn songs on the piano by ear. So how do I play this song, that tempo, written for guitar on piano? And so it just became this personal challenge. And then once I got it, months later, after practicing it, I played it at one of my performances, and they loved it. So I thought, maybe I need to perform this more. And it just became this regular in my set list. And then when it came time for choosing songs for the record, Brave Girl, it was a no-brainer. Something Better had to be on this record. We knew that it was a very positive song for people. It's very timely with COVID. You know, life takes a fast left turn sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
Indeed.
See it coming. And you don't know where to sit in your life. And you need that space, that rock of something better. And so it was a challenge to get it on the CD. You know, we had it all recorded, ready to go. The CD was ready to be printed, but now we need the permission from all the other writers that I've never met. So I had been able to be in touch with Ben Cassica, who used to be the guitarist for Skillet. He was a writer, Chris Quantz, who is with Decipher Down, with Ryan Edberg, who is now in Nashville area. And so we were in touch with these guys asking for permission. They were right on it. They said, yeah, definitely, let's do it. So I was really thrilled to get that permission from them. And it landed on the CD as the first track. And the response for it has been really great. People have appreciated it.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a listen to Something Better here in just a minute. Did want to say that we're continuing to pray for you and your family through these
Thank
times
you.
And definitely want our listeners to support wherever they can. So, Rhonda, how do people get in touch with you? What's all your contact info, download, that sort of stuff?
Oh, sure. Easiest way to do it is rhondalouise.net. Go to my website. You can download the music right off of my website. You can order CDs. There are also links for Spotify and iTunes. My social media links are there for Facebook and Instagram, YouTube. I would love to hear how the song has spoke to anyone. Feel free to share the videos online. That always helps us as well.
Okay, awesome.
And RhondaLouise.net.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for taking time to check in with us, Rhonda.
Mike.
Oh, glad to. Anytime. And down the road, coffee, okay?
I was just going to say, you take it double-double?
No, I just have a black coffee is all you need.
Okay, wow. One and the same. We're good.
Nice and easy. Anyway, we're going to take a listen to something better. Here's Rhonda Louise on 88.9 Shine FM.
Thank you.